8-6-8-6-8-6.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Ye shall do also, but greater works. I can only give you little tidbits. What's going to happen is going to be the greatest move of God. Now, please don't throw anything at me or feel like I'm a heretic. It's going to be greater than the time of creation. What God is going to do in these end times. The latter is going to be greater than the former. Now, I know that's a hard pill to chew, hard to chew on right there. But mark my word and pray that God will bring this up out my belly, what he showed me, because I saw this thing. How it's going to manifest, how great this thing is. See, our eyes haven't seen. Our ears haven't heard. See, we're used to climbing the ladder one rung at a time, you know, boom. Boom, next step, next phase, next plateau. Well, I'm here, I got 25 cent more, you know, that type of thing. Or even great bonuses and raises, that's fine. What I'm saying is we climb a ladder. Tell somebody, ain't no ladder. People, I believe even in here, are going to experience being translated. And I'm not talking about for vacation. Might be, I don't know, God chooses, but experience translation. Being in one place and God suddenly moving you thousands of miles to another place in a moment with a purpose. Listen, the veil is going to become so thin between this realm and the spirit realm that there'll be times where you won't know whether you're in that realm or in this realm. I'm talking about the sons and daughters of God. As they manifest, it's for the purpose and plan of God. There's going to be times where the enemy's looking for you, and he'll walk right by you, won't be able to see you. He's looking for you, trying to do you harm, and he won't be able to see you. Amen, because God's going to have you hidden. Listen, in the visitation, I saw these things. Because my question to God was, Lord, where is the secret place? I understand what the word says, but I need to know and understand. And how do we get there? How do we get there? Where is it? How do we get there? And how do we dwell there? And on that time of visitation, God began to die, and I began to see it so clearly. The word, the spirit, the things God was saying, this is how it will happen. This is what we will be like. It's going to be so phenomenal, supernatural, extraordinary. People have to get their mind ready for the miracles, ready for the breakthroughs. I'm telling you, minds are going to be blown. People are going to be sitting in their seats smoking because of short circuit. See, you have to understand what I'm saying here, because I've experienced some things here recently where the spiritual traffic was so high and God was doing so much and saying so much, it wearied me. God says, I got to change your mind yet more so that you can contain this spiritual traffic. Our mind has to be altered. That's why you can't be carnal. You can't be complaining. You can't be, you know, all this foolishness. Get away from it. Renounce it. Get far from it as you can and get in the presence of God. Something's coming. It's coming like a train on a track, and it's picking up more and more momentum, and ain't nothing can stop it. I said, ain't nothing can stop it. Nothing can stop it. It's God's purpose and plan. But how much of a part of it will you be? All of creation is going to start to align itself with the sons of God. You talk about every need being met. You talk about ways being made of nowhere. You talk about decreeing a thing and it being established to you. Calling those things that are not as though they were until they are. The Lord even showed me something about when real trouble breaks out in a time of famine. One of the ways he's going to provide for us. It's wise to save money. You know, it's wise to have a surplus of food or things, but God says that won't necessarily be the way. Now this, I hope you can receive this, because this is what he showed me. This is what he was showing me. He said, my angels are going to be so active during this time. Do you know your angels that are in camp round about you? You just as well get to know them now. Because you're going to know them real well during that time. They're not just around you to be hanging out. No, they're on assignment to see that you make it and fulfill destiny unharmed. That you make it. They are here to wage war. I don't know if you've ever seen them, but they're not smileys. They're not little cupids with little wings and a little, little bow and arrow. No, these boys are fierce. Their countenance is fierce from standing in the presence of God. They're not here to play games or to compromise. They are here on an assignment, and that's it. That's the way it's going to be, and ain't nothing stopping it. And if you're bad enough, they're going to see to it that you stay on point. But you know what? They're going to be ones, too, like they fed Elijah. Can you stay with me a moment? In this hour, the most dire hours of opposition against the church, angels, just like in the New Testament, just like in the Old Testament, are going to be much more visible. Do you know angels talk to you? Now, we don't worship angels. I'm just wondering if I can take you a little further here. Because in Hebrews it talks about a cloud of witnesses. I don't know if I should go here. I don't know. I don't want none of y'all leaving the church. You know that the cloud of witnesses are not just those sitting in the grandstand cheering you on. All right, I'm just going to just. You want to throw something? Throw it. I'm gonna throw it back at you. But the cloud of witnesses are involved too. People that you know that have gone on before you. I'm not talking about some spiritism and all that. No, I'm talking about biblically. That great cloud of witnesses. They're not just in some grandstand cheering you on, saying, go ahead, you can make it. No, they bring messages too. Sometimes God will let them appear to you in a dream. With a word. I saw my great grandmother. That wasn't just a dream. That spirit realm works like that. There are angels. There's the cloud of witnesses. There are prophets of old. Remember on the Mount of Transfiguration, Elijah and Moses appeared. And they were talking to Jesus. It wasn't some ghosts. Remember when, I don't know. I didn't already buried myself, so I'm going to go ahead. Remember, and I used to teach this, but God showed me different. when Jesus rose from the dead, remember the graves that were opened? Didn't say how many got up, but folk got up when he got up. They didn't go nowhere. They remained there. He was the first fruits. There will be things that happen. I'm telling you, that's why your mind, you got to get rid of this carnal, religious, fleshly. You know, we have to discern in this day and time, but there's going to be so much spiritual phenomena going on. And a lot of it's going to be God manifesting in ways that you didn't understand or didn't even know that he would work like that. He's going to work. Tell somebody he's working. Now listen to me closely here, and I think time's up. I'll wind up here, all right? According to Isaiah 60, remember, the atmosphere you carry affects the land you walk on, the earth that you walk on. If I'm walking over here on the north side of St. Lucie County, I'm affecting the earth that I'm walking on. In other words, certain things can't happen. Amen. That would have happened. Amen. Because you are there. Yes. And certain things that the enemy wanted to stop from happening, yes, have to happen. Yes. Because you are there. Yes. You affect the land, the earth that you walk on, with the atmosphere that you carry. Someone can be in a hospital dying, but you step up in there with them. You may not even know the prayer to pray. It's based upon what you are carrying. Sometimes just a hug, a touch. Let me tell you something, in this day and time, people are going to get healed through a glance. You walking on your way to work or something, or at work, and somebody's sick as a dog, and you just look at them, keep on going. Suddenly they are healed. We're talking about the powers of the world to come. Heaven is going to manifest itself in this earth realm through the church. Let me say this. According to Isaiah 60, the activities of the earth are going to come into an alignment around the manifested sons of God. The weather.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR Banks. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.
Quem será?